As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
June 23rd is the Brexit vote. It's also the day where we all pick ourselves off the floor laughing hysterically as cable TV providers testify to Congress about customer service and billing practices. The comedy act that is. Lydia Bayud is with Bloomberg B&A, where she writes detailed, hyper-detailed reports on this comedy. Come on, Lydia, you're the only one that's not going to be looking at the Brexit vote. These guys are going to go in front of Congress and say they give customer service. Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, what's happening is the Senate Permanent Subcommittee for Investigations launched some subpoenas and investigation last year into all the major cable and satellite TV companies, you know. And finally, a year later, they're getting their hearing. And yes, they're probably going to say that they offer good customer service, that they face tough financial times that are leading to rising rates, and cord cutting and cord shaving is contributing to that. But you can guess that Senator Claire McCaskill, who's a Democrat from Missouri, is kind of leading this investigation and this hearing, although it's been pitched as a bipartisan effort with the subcommittee's chairman, Rob Portman, who's a Republican from Ohio. Right. And she has been after pay TV companies for a while now, asking consumers to write into her office with complaints. So
right.
You can guess that she's going to have a lot of ammunition.
Yeah, I know that Fortress Roberts was a mediocre stock for X number of years. In the last decade, they have enjoyed 13% total return per year. 12.97% with dividends reinvested. Is that a utility performance?
I wouldn't want to comment on that, but and I'm not sure that that will be the focus of the hearing. However, some of the cable companies or satellite companies might be making that argument that due to government regulations and what's happening in the marketplace, that they're facing a really tough environment where they're probably going to say they're not making the sort of revenues that they used to, and they're probably going to ask for lighter regulation.
The folks at Charter Communications are going to be testifying there. They likely to come up and say, give us some time, because we just bought Time Warner, and we can change. They've changed the name, Spectrum. Can they change the perception of their service?
You know, a lot of companies in the pay TV space say that Comcast and some of its behavior have cast a shadow over the rest of the industry. So I don't know that there will be any finger pointing. There might not be. They might all be very nice and polite up there when they're testifying before the subcommittee. But you may hear some saying, you know, hey, don't cast us in the same light as Comcast. Give us a break. Look at all these things that we've signed on to in our merger agreement with federal agencies. We're going to try and abide by this and offer customers better customer service. We'll see.
Speaking of the cable companies, there's a petition you're writing about to the Federal Communications Commission from public interest groups are alleging that AT&T, Cablevision, Comcast, others are out there selling the data they have on us without our permission.
Right. So this is a petition that was brought yesterday to the FCC and the Federal Trade Commission, and they're actually asking the agencies to take an enforcement action, which means, you know, bring a fine, do something here that would count for these companies. The public interest groups say that the laws require for companies to get consumers opt-in consent, you know, prior consent for how their data is used when it's collected over your cable box. And the companies pushed back immediately, of course, and said, you know, everything is disclosed. We're perfectly behaving correctly under the law. This could come up at the hearing. We're not sure, and we're not even sure at this point whether or not either agency will pursue an enforcement action.
Lydia, thank you so much. Lydia Baird with Bloomberg BNA, looking at your cable bill and your cable service.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.